talk about the mindset of your team, San. Obviously, you're in a little bit of a skid here, but you know, talk about the mindset of your team, what it's been like in practice this week.
You know what? It's been really good. We've had really up-tempo practices. We've gone over a lot of systems. You know, anytime you have a young team that gets in a, you know, a bit of a funk, their, you know, self-doubt creeps in, and, you know, we're showing a lot of video of what we do well, but also what we do poorly so we can correct it. But, you know, we're ready. We have, again, it's a three-game series against Fayetteville. We're down 1-0 in the series, so we're going to battle like our life depends on it, and, you know, and see kind of what these guys are made of. I mean, everyone's been real happy and upbeat because you can only be down in the mouth for so long. The sun came up today. It's going to come up tomorrow, and we got a big game.
I'm expecting you to break into song here now or something.
No. You know what? We've had the days where, you know, it's been, you know, plenty of negative video has been shown. Guys have seen their mistakes, but we can't dwell on it. We have to learn from it. So we learned from it. You know, we saw what we did wrong. We saw what we can improve upon. Now we're working towards that. You know, obviously, you know, tomorrow will be the test. You know, the work week is done as of today. The work week is done, you know, Friday, Saturday, it's game day. You play. You literally play. You know, I can't do anything from behind the bench except roll lines and kind of correct and make some tweaks. But we did the work that we needed to do this week in order to be successful this weekend. Now it's a matter of, you know, letting the guys go out and do what they're supposed to do in order to get those 4 points.
I notice, we're talking to Royal Yard Dogs head coach Sam Fatorik. I notice, Sam, you're still doing a little bit of roster tweaking last week or so, players being loaned out, coming back, things like that.
Absolutely.
Talk about that. Is that a message you're sending also to your players that, hey, you know, you got to earn your spot here?
Well, you know, it's not only you earn your spot, but, you know, when you loan guys out, it means that you're doing things the right way. You might not be getting the results that you want, but people are taking notice. I mean, we have three teams within 4.5 hours of us in the ECHL. And they know that even though we're not getting the results, they're watching these games and they're talking to me about the players that we have and how they're doing. Are they being successful? Are they being a professional? You know, and obviously I'm saying yes, you know, because they are. Like I said, we've lost a lot of man games to injuries and a lot to call-ups. So, I mean, in reality, I don't think we've had our full starting roster together for more than probably 4 or 5 games this whole season. Which really kind of throws a monkey wrench into your plans. And, you know, and I, that's one of the things that I looked at this week. I looked in and I said, well, why are we so, you know, struggling so bad? And that's a big part of it. You know, I mean, we have guys called up, so all of a sudden, instead of having 6 defensemen, you got 5. You know, we have a guy injured, so instead of having a full complement of forwards, we have, you know, 1 guy short. You know, obviously our 2 goalies had some injuries. Anderson had an injury and DeMello played a lot. So, you know, it's those growing pains, but I'm never, ever going to not give a guy a call-up. If a team calls and says, listen, we want this player, I'm going to give him the opportunity to go up, because we're in this business at this level as a stepping stone to get them where they want to be. You know, we want them to come to Roanoke, mm-hmm. love Roanoke, enjoy Roanoke, win a championship in Roanoke, look back and be like, hey, when I'm in the AHL or NHL or wherever they are next, be like, hey, I had a really good time there, I learned a lot, and it was the beginning of my real professional career. You know, so that's what it is. I mean, we brought in 2 new guys, which helps. I mean, we get rid of some complacency, you know, and just allow guys to understand, for those rookies that don't know, it is a business. We, you know, if we're not winning, things have to change. You know, I think the guys got the message, and like I said, practice has been really crisp this week, and we're going to build into this weekend with it.
You've been a head coach now for a couple of months. You've gone through some hot streaks, some slow streaks, some injured players, moving players around.
Yep.
How much better or more experience do you think you have now as a head coach? Has anything really surprised you as far as the volume of work you've got to do or your job duties?
Surprised me? No, it's just a little different from last year to this year. You know, we have a young trainer, we have a young equipment manager, we have a building that's got the, you know, ice in it for the first time, you know, with the new system and stuff like that. So there's lots of little wrinkles that are kind of going, you know, not so much wrong, it's just to have my hand in everything is not really what I want. I'd rather just do more of the hockey stuff. But, you know, we have a lot of guys that want video of themselves. Well, I have to cut all that video. I mean, I think I have 400 clips from our last games on the weekend, you know, and they're broken down by each individual so each guy can come and look at them.
So you have so you do that?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Yeah, I got everything, which is kind of what's good and bad about it. It's good, you know, when everything's going smooth, but if we have an issue, you know, obviously I had WWE in here, you know, so the changeover was late. We got a late start to practice. It just kind of pushes everything back. You know, but it is to be expected with a building, you know, like this where they host events. So it's just, it's very time consuming, but it's also very rewarding once you start to win.
We're talking to Royal Yard Dogs head coach Sam Fitora. Speaking of the building, you're hoping the fans come out this weekend and really support you, maybe, you know, buck you guys up a little bit, get you going again?
Absolutely. There's nothing better than playing in front of a packed house with, you know, when you're down in the mouth and you're a little tired, when the fans get into it, you know, you have that extra bit of energy and you can, you know, maybe go for one more shift, or, you know, that shot instead of going post out goes post in. You know, obviously this weekend as well, we got the teddy bear toss, which is for a great cause. So, yeah, we hope everyone comes out in full force and sees us win a couple games.
Yeah, that was going to be my last question about the teddy bear toss. You know, it's predicated on you guys scoring your first goal. We all assume you're going to score a goal, but is it sort of a lighten up moment? You know, you guys get to kind of push the teddy bears around and help collect them, and kind of a cool thing to be involved with, maybe?
Yeah, it's a great thing to be involved with. Obviously, you know, there's kids that are in the hospitals and kids that, you know, aren't going to be where they want to for Christmas. So for us to be able to just help out and, you know, have the fans throw the teddy bears on the ice, and then we'll have the players go to the hospitals and give them out to kids who, like I said, you know, aren't going to have the merriest of Christmas. You know, to bring a smile to someone's face, even for 2 minutes, is really rewarding. And, you know, the guys enjoy it because, you know, they all have families and they all have, you know, friends and brothers and sisters that, you know, they just like to cheer up. So for us, it's a great thing. And, you know, obviously the more teddy bears, the more lives we can touch. So it's going to be fun.